T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We cover a lot of bosses, and by bosses, I mean just shot callers, guys who got a lot going on for them, guys who are living lives that we could only dream of living, but I don't think there's a bigger boss than Tiger Woods. And just to put in perspective just how much of a boss you have to be Tiger Woods, yesterday, amidst Tiger's win in the Masters, he had the greatest Olympian of all time, Michael Phelps, following him from hole to hole, cheering like a normal patron, as they like to say on the Masters broadcast, while Tom Brady had his only couch day of the entire year, because we know about Tom Brady's workout regimen, and he was calling Tiger Woods clutch. You don't get bigger than that when it comes to being just a complete boss. Tiger Woods stole our hearts yesterday, and before we even saw the Astros sweep the Mariners, before we saw the Rockets slap around the Utah Jazz in game one, before people got to watch Game of Thrones, in the words of Ice Cube, today was a good day with about 10, 12 hours remaining in it.
It was a great day. I put together the whole list. You put together your whole list of what you did all day. It was pretty incredible. And you just talked about Michael Phelps following him and Tom Brady tweeting about him and some of the great events that we were witnessing over the weekend, but especially yesterday. It was special, man. Keep in mind, this is April, dude, and you're out there watching Tiger doing one of the greatest things ever in individual sports. You're watching the NBA, the playoffs going on, the Rockets at night, the Astros during the day. It was pretty dang incredible. You know, I had the added bonus of Liverpool, which I'm a giant Liverpool fan, and they got over their toughest hurdle yesterday.
Good for them.
Yep.
Good for them.
It's huge.
I'm very happy for them. What I did yesterday, all I did was watch sports. I ate pizza. And in the spirit of what I consider one of the best days in a long time, I decided I was going to drop a little track. And it was honoring the late, not that late, but Eazy-E, formerly of NWA. You know the boys in the hood. Even the OG knows that song. I decided I just would drop a track just to express what I experienced yesterday in one of the biggest sports days in a long time.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just knew I had to watch Tiger do what he do. I had to get crunk as the day begins. Turned on the TV, Tiger on hole 10. Tiger about to charge, damn near went blind. Molinari kid acting like it's time to shine. Ran on Twitter to see what's hip. The OG Lopez there bumping his lip. Bailed offline and Wood started repping. Just as I thought, haters kept stepping. Jumped in the lead, hit the deuce, what a ride. I got emotional and cried. Then I watched the Astros play. Going for the sweep led by Jose. It was early statement in the top of the sixth. Michael F. and Brantley had the Mariners pissed. Watched the Astros sweep in Old Safeco. Hitting them pitches, sweeping them hoes. Went to Toyota to get the scoop. Rockets in there straight, shooting some hoop. A car pulls up, who can it be? A Tony's Pizza with extra cheese. He rolled down his window and he started to say, here's your large pie, have a nice damn day. Cause the boys of ITL are always hard. Straight talking that trash, we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to play the hits. Don't quote me, boy, this Sunday's lit.
Damn, I gotta pat myself on the back for that one. You killed him with that one.
That was pretty white. That was pretty white. I didn't mind the lyrics. That was you.
What do you want me to do? You want me to go Travis Kelce and like change the way I talk?
I mean, it probably would have sounded better.
You're a hater, John.
It was good lyrics. It was good lyrics for sure.
Hater, just keep doing what you're doing, Landry, yeah, man. Don't try to sound black.
Thanks, you be baby. You.
Yeah, I'm not going Travis Kelce. That's ridiculous. But it was just a great Sunday. Astros, they went into Seattle as playing the hottest team in baseball. They left the hottest team in baseball. Their damn selves. They're going to be off today. They're going to have a few more against the AL West on the road before they come home. just seeing the guys that contributed yesterday. Michael Effin Brantley.
Mm-hmm.
Were we driving that train or what? Michael Effin Brantley, bases loaded, sixth inning, trailing 2-0. He knocks in two runs, steals a base also. And then you see Elidmus Diaz, homers. A one-time All-Star Diaz, a three-time All-Star Michael Brantley. Jeff Luhnow, everything he touches turns to gold. It's absolutely next level what he's able to do. And the Astros just went out there and made a statement. And then I'd be hard-pressed if I didn't mention the Rockets. We can wonder whether or not this is going to be a cruise control for the Rockets. But as far as just what they did in game one, couldn't ask for more.
You couldn't. Astros, to me, were just they've put on a show the last 10 days. I mean, they just absolutely have put on a show. Not that anybody, and we were going out of our way to say after the first road trip, nothing, you know, calm down, nothing to see here. Keep an eye on this, sure, but it's a long season. And not only have they just turned that and flipped that script, they've won 9 straight games. I mean, and you think, okay, it's 162-game season. They've only won more than 9 straight games 3 times, well, 4 times, twice in the same year, ever in their team's history. Brantley, yeah, you mentioned him. I mean,
it's effing Brantley. Yeah, right? That's what we're gonna call it. It's effing Brantley.
Brantley, yesterday 2-for-4 with another RBI. I mean, just getting it done. And of course, the Rockets. The Rockets to me are just sort of, it's not cruise control, but it's kind of they know they're the better team. The Jazz know they're the better team. Unless something crazy happens and the Jazz can somehow figure this out with James Harden, we all know the outcome.
I hate the 3 days, man. I don't like the 3-day layoff. I know the Rockets are an older team, so it should favor them, specifically Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the 3-day layoff. It drives me crazy. At least there's NBA games leading up to it. But if Clint Capella outplays Rudy Gobert the way he did, this series is going to be over quick. But it should be noted, and I've noted this a couple times, the Rockets did win game one in dominant fashion. James Harden with 41 last season in the second round of the playoffs. They won by 14 points. It really wasn't even that close. You know how when you watch games and you say the score wasn't resemblance of how much of a blowout it was? Utah did win game two. So it'd be interesting just to see how Donovan Mitchell bounces back. He had his struggles at times. And how Rudy Gobert bounces back. Because of all the guys in the Utah locker room that have to look themselves in the mirror after losing, Rudy Gobert should be ashamed of himself for the way Clint Capella outplayed him and for his lack of rim protection as the NBA Defensive Player of the Year last year. I expect him to come back aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Capella's just going to have to come back that much more aggressive. And we also got to give Capella credit as well here because I'm the first to fire him up whenever we see him get big-bodied by big-time centers. Mm-hmm. He had a stomach virus as early as Friday. Didn't sleep much this weekend, but he was ready to go.
I think a lot of Capella's success you can point straight to James Harden, too, not just because of the attention that he draws, but because of the way he's reading the defense, particularly last night. He just sees the floor and the play that's about to happen and the play that's about to come open. And a lot of times that's the lob or that's the alley-oop to Clint Capella, who's more athletic than Gobert. Gobert's...
Oh, way more.
I mean, you know, and that's
way more.
And that's why he's beating Gobert to spots on both ends of the floor, and Harden is seeing it and getting in the ball.
And you equated it to a zone read. You see the zone read where the defensive end has to decide if he wants to get the running back or the quarterback. That's basically as soon as James Harden or Chris Paul get in that lane.
And that's Gobert committing too.
If he commits to Capella, Harden's hitting that runner that he's added to his game. If he commits to Harden, it's a lob and it's a yam session with Clint Capella. Rockets make a statement yesterday. Astros make the biggest statement of all. And Tiger Woods, we still love you very much. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. 9 shows away from the Texans draft. We also have the Texans doing voluntary. I don't know what voluntary mean, but voluntary team activities. Texans cornerback Jonathan Joseph is going to join the show next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.